Crossroads East Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
Now, I'm going to go to something which I just think is horrendous. And I think we've spoken about it before with regards to the homeless and the housing crisis. Ooh, listen to that.
Not at all.
But there's a new development now. The owners of Dublin's Fisborough Shopping Centre, they were seeking to redevelop the 1960s complex, and it had long been regarded as an eyesore, but they want to redevelop it into co-living scheme. Now, guys, haven't you heard about this co-living? And, oh my goodness, it just doesn't sound right. There's going to be about 341 students in blocks of up to 7 stories, and it all sounds just crazy altogether. And here to talk about it, this proposed development, and also their well, their objections to it, is Sinn Féin councillor Janice Boylan. Hello, Janice. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I have a bit of a sore throat on me, so I hope you can hear me okay. It's
and you're busy sore. There. You're homeschooling and all at the moment.
yeah. A little four-year-old just home from Nina there. So he wanted to have a conversation and I had to tell him I was a little bit busy. So he didn't quite like that.
No, they want to tell you all they've been up to. It's terrible
exactly,
that we're taking you away from him.
But I know, yeah, correct.
So tell us about this, because Dara O'Brien, who's the housing minister, you all know, he had put in objections against this co-living, saying it's just absolutely an abomination. But the ban was signed into law. He had put in for the ban on this, and it wasn't accepted until December 22nd. But they had just slipped through the net, I think, 11 days or something earlier, and they got planning permission for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Like so many other ones. I mean, when the ban was introduced, it should have been an immediate ban straight away. And it also should have included, other proposals that had gone through, or people who had made an attempt to even suggest that they were going to be looking for co-living on these sites. Because the constituency and the constituents have clearly said, from the get-go, that these are not the types of developments that we're looking for in the constituency. We need stable family type of accommodation where people can actually make their roots. So for him to announce that and then not introduce the ban until bring it into law until the 22nd of December left the gap there in the system for the likes of MM Capital, who are the ones who are looking at the proposal on the Fibsborough site. It gave them the opportunity then to put their planning application in, and it was obviously a planning application that was given the green light to build 297 units of shared living accommodation in Fibsborough and shopping centre. And myself, Deputy Mary Lou MacDonald, Councillor Seamus McGrattan, we sent in our objections to it. And the basis of the objections was because of the it was a fast track plan for the redevelopment. It's not wanted in the constituency. People are clearly telling us that co-living developments are not wanted. They're driven by investors. They're seeking to exploit the high demand for housing and apartments in our urban centres, but they don't do anything to make it better for us. And we also then, we argue that the consequences of the developments, that they obviously drive up the cost of the land, and that it makes Dublin even more affordable. Unaffordable. So that was the basis of why we had the objections to this plan and permission. We also had the objections to a number of other plan and permissions with similar shared living accommodation and the Hendron site. Thankfully, that one was denied. On Bord Planola denied it, but they denied it because it's a historical protected structure of the building. It wasn't anything to do with the fact that it was shared living, and they didn't think shared living was a good option. So you have the the developers and on board Planola thinking that these are actually great, you know, setups for our constituents and our constituencies, and they're just not.
I mean, there, for one thing, for the people living in them, it's a disgrace. I mean, the size of these things, they're supposed to be 18 square metres or something, like just so small. Mm-hmm. But for the community itself, I mean, they're not, it's not establishing, you know, some families and different variety of families, you know, and single parents and students, but living together as a community. It's not establishing that, as you've mentioned. It's just these people, you know, it's not a permanent, nobody would go in there and permanently want to live. I suppose it's going to be okay for the colleges that are around the area, the students will go in, and it's making the fat cats fatter, you know, these developers. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just going to exploit this homeless crisis that we have and exploit the situation. And what can be done now to try to stop this happening? I suppose the fact that they've, I mean, just there on, was it the 14th of April, they got the green light, you know, to go ahead and whatever. So can anything be done at this stage?
Well, we ourselves in Sinn Féin are looking at the possibility of a judicial review, but that is just to look into it to see whether there will be a legal standing for it, and taking into consideration the price that a judicial review can, yes, can cost as well, is another thing that we would have to look at. We were asked to undertake this by a number of constituents who contacted us and asked us if there is anything else that we could do to stop this development from going ahead. And unfortunately, with the way that the legality is set up, the legal system, the developmental system and the on-board Planola system, there's not even a case to appeal the decision. The decision is made now, so the only other avenue would be a judicial review. So my party, led obviously by Mary Lou MacDonald, because she's the Dublin Central TD as well as the leader of Sinn Féin, she has requested that we have a look into this for those constituents who contacted us. There's also a number of the likes of Tattoo, who are encouraging people to still raise their concerns and their disappointment with this coming through, and, you know, to try to find out as much information as possible, and whether a judicial review is something that people will decide to go down the road of, we're not sure of, but that's really the only avenue that's available at the moment, if at all available. We're still looking into it.
Yeah, and you see, as you say, it's such a costly process. Once planning permission is in place, and the residents, you know, how much is needed? You know, each resident then would have to put money to it, wouldn't they?
This is the thing. Yeah, looking, I don't mean to just fob off numbers here or anything, but you're talking about 100 grand, yes, for a judicial review. That's what on the basis of other judicial reviews that have been looked at. And then again, like if it was a case that you know, a group of residents, or you know, an organisation plus a number of residents got together, like, where will this money come from? It's very difficult to try to raise it in the middle of everything that's going on with COVID and everything else. Lots of our constituents have lost their jobs. They're struggling financially at the moment to pay the rents that they're actually paying as well. So where will this money come from? So that's why we're just looking at it. It's not something that we're absolutely saying, yeah, you know, we think we should do this. This is the best option. This is the option that we can go with. It's certainly not the case, because we need to take into consideration, like, if this was the procedure that we went with, where is the funding coming from? And being mindful of the fact that you don't want to be putting anybody under any amount of stress or pressure to have to donate or fund this procedure. So, you know, for us, it's an exercise that we've been asked by a number of constituents to look into. And as the elected leadership in the area, we have undertaken to look into it and come back to people then and let them decide.
Yes, but unfortunately, mm-hmm, you know, I'm sure up to this point, residents and yourselves have been already fighting it to this point. You know, they, I'm sure once the notice went up that they were looking for planning permission for this, the residents then put in their objections, and all of that has taken place. They've all put in their objections. They've been totally disregarded. So what difference now is, you know, if we all put in 100,000 now and all have to come together to get money to go down this other avenue, you know, to end up at the end of it where they just are ignored again. You know?
Exactly. This is the risk factor in the whole lot of it, and that's what we will be taking into consideration. We're very lucky. We have very good solicitors who are actually members of the party who would advise us on the process and offer that advice to us. So we would always go to them with the information that we have, with the questions that we have from our constituents, and get the best advice that we can from them. And that's the process that we're engaged in at the moment. But as I said to you already, we're 100% aware that this is a lengthy process. It's a very expensive process, and we wouldn't be looking to put anyone under any financial pressure with it, because we would certainly wouldn't be able to stand over that at all. And as you clearly said, and you rightly said, this could be a case that, you know, people are revved up and they're like, yeah, we'll do it. And, you know, we'll organise, we'll fundraise, we'll do whatever we can. And lo and behold, all of that goes ahead. Everything goes to the courts, and the courts come back and overrule and say, no, that the planning permission has to be upheld. So there's all of that to take into consideration as well. But just in relation to what the next step is, it's a process that we have been actively engaged in looking into, because constituents have requested us to do so.
But then, are we to understand then, because a ban now is in place, that this won't happen again in other constituencies?
No, it's happening across the whole country at the moment. Dublin Central has been inundated with fast track applications in the last while, and we will still see more coming up. There will be more that will come up. There's talk of a student shared living accommodation in Jervis Street at the moment. That's another one that got in, as far as I'm concerned, under the fast track planning as well. We had the big one down at the markets as well, the market area down there at in Dublin 7, at the fruit and veg markets down there as well. That thankfully, when we put in the objections for that, which Sinn Féin did, we put in an objection and we worked with the community and the church down there. That was rejected by An Bord Pleanála, but it was rejected on the basis that, you know, it was the heights and stuff like that. They didn't go into they didn't take into consideration the area. It seems to be when they are rejected that they're not rejected because of the shared living element of it. They're rejected because of something else, when realistically they should be rejected because of the shared living. They don't fit into the constituency. It's not something that the constituents want. Everybody in our area who are on the housing list, who are looking to buy, who are looking to rent affordably, they want decent, proper, social and affordable homes. Yes. They don't want the likes of these shared living where it's very transient nature. And, you know, communities need the stability of good, affordable homes, because of, you know, people want to put their roots down. They want to start, you know, having families. Live within walking distance of their schools, their children's activities and stuff like that. And with these developments, nothing like that has been taken into consideration, and it's just like a big box for the developer and forget about the constituency and the constituents. And we're just not going to allow that to happen. Every single time that we can oppose it, we will. And every single time that we're asked to raise the issue or continue to investigate the issue in relation to what we can do next, we certainly will, because we're led by the constituents, who obviously come out and support us when they lend us their votes.
Yes, yes. But I mean, I think it's just dreadful that they can just fast track these things when clearly the general public don't want them. And you yourselves, as you say, I mean, Dara O'Brien has put in they've got the ban. The ban was signed into law December 22nd. And now they're just going through. It seems very shady and dodgy to me that they're able to get these things through, as you say, through fast track. You know, it's just, it reeks. The whole thing just reeks. Mm. And it's just not acceptable, really, that they should be able to do this. So really, what we have to do now, then, is any constituents, any that they see anything or hear of anything that's going up, that just in their area, they need to shout out and put something through or get on to their local TDs and voice their objections.
Absolutely, that's what we would call for. I would have Mary Lou and Seamus as well in the constituency. We've a very good social media reach, which has been really, really good for us because of COVID. We'd normally be the ones that would be knocking doors and saying to people, listen, this development's coming up in the area, let us know what's going on. But we couldn't do stuff like that with COVID because of the restrictions. So we reached a good part of our constituents on social media. But we're mindful that we're not reaching everybody else. So what we have said continuously to those who make contact with us is spread the word within their community. You know, let their neighbours know. Let their neighbours know that this development is going ahead. And then contact all of the local councillors, all of the local TDs, and express that, you know, your disdain with this, that you don't want this development. Explain what type of development you're looking for in the constituency, and just keep pushing that agenda. Because you know yourself, if people make enough noise about these types of developments, you know, it can help us then when it comes to speaking about them in the council and speaking about them against them in the council and against them then in the Dáil as well, because we know that the will of the people are with us and that we are speaking for them. It helps a big amount for us to have that. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. So that's what we need to do. Well, thanks so much, Janice, for joining me this morning. Hopefully something gets done about this and they do go to judicial review and it does get stopped, you know, because it's not none of this is a way to deal with the housing crisis. It's not helping it at all. No, it's just making the fat cats fatter and richer.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Well, thank you, Janice, and hopefully we have you on again with better news for us, that something's been stopped.
You're very good for having me on.
Not at all. Let you get back to that little fella.
Take care.
Mind yourself. Bye. God bless. Bye. Now, Janice Boylan there from Sinn Féin talking about the development there at Fisborough Shopping Centre. And we need to really get on board. This is what all of the people that are coming on here talking to me, any of the councillors or whatever, they're saying, if you have an objection of any kind, if you have any problem, go to your local TD, you know, get on the websites, get on there, you know, and if there's planning permission in your area for something, let your voice be heard. Put it out there that you object to it, because there's no point then later on down the line when the planning permission is given and then it goes to this costly thing of trying to get a judicial review and it may still be upheld for the developers. You may not get through. So really get your objections in and let it be heard so that they can voice that objection for you.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.